The first edition of the Herald has it landed on the desk. The lead story, shake-up order as PC dies, and the Fire Brigade and Ambulance Services are reviewing their emergency methods following the Russell Street bombing, which last night, of course, claimed its first death, the death of Constable Angela Taylor. Another story on page one, interesting story, on page one in the Herald says it cost Victorian taxpayers more than $80,000 to redecorate a government house apartment for the visit by the Prince and Princess of Wales. The furnishings and fittings alone, some personally chosen by the former governor's wife, Lady Janet Murray, cost Victorians $33,376, and goes on to list all the things that were bought and what happened to them, and including a bill for, I think it was $2,000 worth of, at one stage, $2,000 worth of linen, which had a handwritten note on it saying, purchased by the office of the governor and taken by the Murrays on their departure in place of linen brought by the Murrays in their on their arrival at Government House. On the line now, the editor of the Herald, Neil Mitchell. Good morning.
Darren, good morning.
Presumably, the Herald got hold of this, what, through the freedom, under the Freedom of Information Act?
Yes, that's right, Darren. We've been after it for some time. This and a few other things detailing expenditure on the government bill. It's a bit strange, I guess, that you've got to go to those sort of lengths to get the information. After all, it is our money, but it's a fact of life now, and we use the FOI system to get it. We're not, of course, suggesting that anything has been done that's wrong. It's really just indicating the price we have to pay to run these sort of facilities. I don't think anybody would really claim that Government House, or for that matter the Lodge, is exactly palatial. And a little bit of money spent is probably necessary, but I think the public certainly has a right to know about it.
Especially if you could ever add up what the cost of a royal tour or a papal tour in terms not only of that tangible amount like the $80,000 for refurbishing a couple of rooms, but things like the police and overtime bill and petrol bill and all those things and office staff, what that bill would be. It'd be pretty horrific in the end, wouldn't it?
Oh yes, it'd be a fascinating exercise if you could do it. I don't know how accurate you could be, but it'd certainly be worth having a close look at it. Of course, in this case, I guess the money isn't just a one-off hit. It means that the facilities at Government House have been improved and no doubt will be used in the future.
Yes, and I noticed very cleverly you're trying to get right at the heart of the people who are having trouble with the ghastly costs of home loans and trying to meet mortgage payments by a $100,000 interest-free home loan. That should be an interesting sort of a competition for people.
Yeah, we're quite hopeful it'll work well. It's a thing we put together with Citibank. The idea is that a person who wins it gets $100,000 and no repayments for 20 years, that $100,000 being a bank loan. Now, you'd save a huge amount in interest over that time, and of course the property that it's invested in, although preferably it would be a home loan, I'm sure it would be, the property that it goes towards would be worth a lot more in 20 years when the $100,000 has to be repaid. It follows on what the Sun's been doing with their house giveaway, which has brought an incredible reaction, well over a million entries. This one is even better financially, and we're hoping it'll sort of lure enough people into the paper so they can, I guess, get an idea of the things we've done with the paper, how we've improved it, and hopefully hold on to a few of them as readers.
Yeah, speaking of holding on to them, I have in front of me a facsimile of page one of the Herald from Wednesday, April 21, 1976, the day of the great bookie robbery.
Oh, yes.
And apart from the headline of $1.3 million grab, it says the Herald, 8 cents. Holiday sales, the daily sales, 449,804. So it says a story from 10 years ago, doesn't it?
That's a lovely figure, isn't it? Still selling at 8 cents, too.
Yes, nice to have. All right, mate, talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Darren.
Bye-bye. The editor of the Herald, Neil Mitchell, and now here's how we saw the morning for Monday, April the 21st, 1986.